Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of Tidbits from Church History. In this episode, I aim to glean encouragement from the martyrdom of Polycarp. Polycarp was a man that in his youth had direct access to the Apostle John. So here is one who had first-hand relations as a young boy and man with one of the apostles. This makes Polycarp a rather unique figure in early church history, and yet he would go on to live until approximately 155 to 160 AD. And it was at that time that Polycarp would die a martyr's death. You see, at that time, Rome was extremely violent and hostile toward who they termed atheists. Christians were lumped in with these atheists only because they did not worship many gods. They were not polytheistic. And even more importantly, they would not call Caesar Lord. Christians were seen as those who worshiped one God, not the many gods of Rome. And so we come to the middle of the second century, the end of the life of this dear pilgrim and faithful man. There's much we could say about the days leading up to his death, but one thing of note that I'll mention is that about 3 days before he was arrested, while he was praying, he had a vision of the pillow under his head in flames. And he said prophetically after that season of prayer to those who were with him, "I will be burnt alive." Well, it was not long after that that Polycarp is betrayed into the hands of Roman soldiers. And the officers and horsemen come with the betrayer at around supper time on a Friday evening with weapons ready to arrest this elderly saint. And when they found him, he was laying down in the upper room of a cottage. He was wholly submissive to these soldiers who came to arrest him with weapons. And with such grace, he communicated to them and asked them if he could have 1 hour of prayer before they took him away. These soldiers consented, and Polycarp prepared food and drink for them to eat while he had 1 hour of uninterrupted prayer. When he got off of his knees, he was so full of the grace of God that those arresting him were astounded and even regretting that they had come to arrest such a godly man. Well, he is arrested, and he is taken to the arena where he will stand before the proconsul of Rome and give a defense for his faith. The proconsul, with aggression and anger, demands that Polycarp deny Christ, that he repent from his, quote, atheism and denounce Jesus Christ. He urged him and urged him with threats. And Polycarp's response was this: 86 years have I served him, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king and my savior? Well, the proconsul wouldn't give up. He said, "I have wild animals here. I will let them devour you if you do not repent." Polycarp calmly said, "Call for them." The proconsul, in greater anger, said, "If the animals won't do it, I'll burn you." Polycarp responded graciously, "You threaten me with fire, which burns for an hour and is then extinguished. But you know nothing of the fire of the coming judgment and eternal punishment reserved for the ungodly. Why are you waiting? Bring on whatever you will." Well, the story goes that the soldiers bound Polycarp to a stake. They put the sticks of wood around him and lit them on fire. And it was on that day that Polycarp burned to death. As they were preparing the fire, Polycarp looked up to heaven and prayed his final prayer, saying, O Lord God Almighty, the Father of your beloved and blessed Son Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the knowledge of you, the God of angels, powers, and every creature, and of all the righteous who live before you, I give you thanks that you count me worthy to be numbered among your martyrs, sharing the cup of Christ and the resurrection to eternal life, both of soul and body, through the immortality of the Holy Spirit. May I be received this day as an acceptable sacrifice, as you, the true God, have predestined, revealed to me, and now fulfilled. I praise you for all these things. I bless you and glorify you, along with the everlasting Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. To you, with him, through the Holy Ghost, be glory both now and forever. Amen. To consider a life well lived and a death well died is such an encouragement to the souls of Christians who are suffering, who are encountering great obstacles, even persecution in our day and age. So Christians hearing this, young and old, moms and dads, little children, be encouraged that Christ is enough. He is our all in all, and he is worth every ounce of pain, even death. So live for him, live unto him with all our might. Let's follow Jesus Christ. That concludes our study for today. Thank you for listening to another episode of Family Worship Radio. God bless you.